of those who encounter the power of the primal vow. Not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues. The defiled waters of their blind passions, not separated from it. Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning. My name is Yuika Hasebe, and I am an associate minister of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. Thank you very much for listening, White Way. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading an article on the internet. In the article, it said, as we grow older, only those who succeed will come to a class reunion. When I was on vacation in February, I went back to Japan to see my family and friends. At that time, I met my three best friends. We have been friends for over 30 years. Every time I go home, we get together at my house. When we were chit-chatting, we were talking about what other classmates were doing. Everybody has changed. The school I went to was a small school. Each grade had 100 students. From first grade to middle school, those 100 students went to the same school. Even today, we still don't have any private school around the area, so we all just go public school together. Therefore, we all knew each other and everybody were friends. But we are all grown up now and living different lives. I have become a minister and moved to Hawaii. One of my friends is a mother and has three children. One girl has divorced and moved out from my hometown. One has many debts and ran away, and we don't know where he went. One has started a company and became a president of his company. One has been married and owner of a hotel and has become rich. One has refused to go out and just stay in her house. We realize there are many people we don't even know where they are now and how they are doing. And one girl passed away when she was in her early 20s. Everybody went to same school and studied at the same classroom. But the path we took brought us to all different places. The starting point of our life was pretty much same place, small country town in Japan. But now we are all different and living differently. When we say success, it often means status, fame, money, or power. It might also mean happy family, or it might mean healthy and strong body. People who have those may be called successful people. However, when we think about those people who have all of these, they are not always happy. For example, famous actors and actresses in Hollywood, or famous singers, they have high status and power. They have a lot of money, of course. We can say they're the people who succeed. When they have a class reunion, they can proudly attend it. However, at the same time, we often hear sad stories about them as well. Those people who suffered by various addictions, some who went bankrupt, and some had to go through scary incidents. It means money, high status, and power would make us happy, but not always. At the same time, even people who don't have those, it does not necessarily mean they are unhappy. Some people don't need much money to live. Some people prefer to live a simple life. Because of sicknesses, some people are able to realize the preciousness of everyday life. Some people are just happy staying home and prefer to mingle with a small number of people. It does not necessarily mean they are unhappy. We can't tell other people's happiness and unhappiness just by looking at them from outside. People who seem happy to us, they may be crying inside of their hearts. People who seem unhappy to us, their hearts may be filled with joy. Feelings of happiness and unhappiness are constantly changing. We might think of ourselves as the happiest person in the world, but in the next second, we can be the unhappiest person in the world. Our minds and hearts are so unreliable. When we look deep into our hearts, where can we find our true happiness? The founder of Jodo Shinshu, Shinran, he said, of those who encounter the power of the primal vow, not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues, the defiled water of their blind passions, not separated from it. The power of the primal vow means the working of Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha made vows to save every one of us without discrimination. Do you know the place sun, moon, or any kind of electric lights cannot reach? It is our hearts. Only Amida's light can reach to the darkest place. People who are living in the dark never know what darkness is unless the light breaks the darkness. Amida Buddha's light shines upon us. Only by being illuminated by Amida Buddha's light are we able to know we are living in the dark. That's why we put our hands together and bow our heads. When people encounter the light of Amida Buddha, no one is living this life in vain. Nothing is meaningless and nothing is fruitless. All happiness, all unhappiness, every anger, every tear can be understood as the great opportunities to encounter and reaffirm Amida Buddha's vow. This hymn tells us what is true happiness to us, what is true treasure for us, what we can truly rely on. High status or not, rich or poor, young or old, healthy or sick, doing something or not doing anything, the joy and happiness Amida Buddha gives us surpass all secular happiness and transform all unhappiness to joy. The joy and happiness Amida Buddha is giving to us surpass all. That is why our founder, Shinran, he said, when we encounter it, everything will become treasure and not a single thing happening in our life will be in vain. Let us again express appreciation to the light which illuminated us and embraces us always. Thank you very much for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Namanda.